Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropped the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
Dino Long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. And good morning, everybody. It is the drive. The drive with Say and Piper. I am Lante. Derek Piper is here to my left. Jay Layman is to my right. We're pushing it back one day because of Labor Day. So, Jay, we always appreciate you sticking with us and coming in on a Tuesday.
Well, the game was on a Friday, too. This is like the midweek report, right? Shoot.
The ultimate cool-off time.
No matter. We needed
much
it.
Needed.
We needed it after that game. But I'm just glad that Lon still thinks it's the morning. He always says, good morning. This is the drive, guys. It's 4 p.m. Let's go.
That's my, yeah. Then it's good evening by 5. Then it's ready to flip the switch.
Let's go.
Okay. I don't know what else you can do to win a game.
Well, I would say this. You dominate on the line of scrimmage, yes. Number one. I always say the good teams in the Big Ten, they can run the ball, they can stop the run. We did both.
Yeah.
The average teams can do one or the other. The poor ones, which we've been poor, can do neither.
No.
Right? We did everything you can do, but we had with 4 turnovers and silly penalties. It's just man, sometimes I feel like our guys are open. DeVito could have had a huge game if the guys just caught the ball.
I agree.
Catch. The football. How many guys in that game? On Indiana, too. Yeah. Look the ball in, son. Rule number one. Then go run the football after you catch the ball.
No doubt. But I don't understand
it's frustrating,
it either.
For sure.
In case you're just tuning in and you forgot, Illinois lost 23-20 at Indiana on Friday. Let's just get this out of the way now, Jay. The Brian Hightower catch that wasn't a catch. How in the world? I'm not asking you to really explain it, but what went through your head on that one? And how much then in post-game do you think about that one play being the difference in the score?
Yeah, great question, Pipes. I think it's very obvious that was a catch. First off, when the ball comes out, he's on the ground the first time. Then he catches it twice, like the announcer even says. And he knew he caught it. I mean, Brett Bielema said, hey, he came up to me and said he caught it.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody watching that, if you're an Indiana fan, like, that actually is the touchdown. This is going to be reversed. And the fact that they didn't do that, and then it was followed up by Pat Bryant not catching the halfback pass from Chase Brown.
Yes.
That was like a double whammy right there. And they just inability to finish in the red zone. All that being said, I do believe it was demoralizing. I still think we are a much better football team than last year. I really do.
I think
if you lined up the 2021 team and the 2022 team, I think the 2022 team would beat them 8-9 times out of 10, right? I think we're headed the right direction. As Brett Bielema said in his press conference, hey, game 2 of year 2, let's keep perspective. I still think this is a better football team, and I think we got some dudes up front. We got a couple NFL guys on the defense. I'll tell you that much, 4 or 5 of them.
I agree. Newton especially.
Get himself a game.
He's the stuff.
I mean, he doubled the next highest defensive lineman in pressures. Okay.
That's incredible.
So he's hitting the line, and that's for an interior guy. That's tough. He's not always on the edge. So Johnny's got some juice for sure. Great hands. Keith Randolph's a grown man.
Yes.
By the way, I mean, if you see that guy in person, grown man. I think Gabe Yakis is going to take the starting outside backer spot before we know it. We need more pressure from the backers.
Yep.
We need more plays from the linebackers. But here's the thing. On this defense, I'll say this right now. We've got 5 potential NFL draft picks.
Wow.
I think Johnny Newton's a pro. I think Keith Randolph's a pro. I think Quan Martin can be a pro. I think Sidney Brown's going to be a pro. I think Devin Witherspoon's a pro.
Okay.
I really do. We got some dudes.
Yeah, we do.
We got some serious guys on this defense that can be good. I'm bullish on them, guys. I'm more excited now than I've been about Illinois football in a long time. Now, could I sleep after that game at 11 o'clock when they scored with 24 seconds left? No. Did it look like they went through our defense like a hot knife through butter after we were stalwarts the whole game? Yes.
I don't know why that happens. That always drives me nuts. Well,
on that note, Jay,
yeah,
let's talk about that because it was clear a stylistic change, and it's not necessarily uncommon for a defense in that situation to play a little bit more soft coverage. Don't get beat over the top. Don't give up the big play. But this was a defense that throughout the entire second half, well, they got gashed for a couple big plays in the first half, really figured it out after halftime. Indiana's offense looked demoralized.
Sure.
And then you start to play less aggressive and don't play on the receivers.
Sure.
And Indiana marches down the field. In hindsight, it's easy to nitpick and say, but Ryan Walters changed something there. Was that a bad decision? And as a defensive guy, how did you see that?
So initially when I'm watching the tape and I watched it the first time through, I thought the same thing. The first play is definitely prevent. Three guys rush in, whatnot. The second play, they bring pressure, right? And what I also saw is on some of the key plays, like the screen that was in the high red zone, right? They actually brought Sidney Brown on a blitz on that play. Right where Sidney was vacating, they threw right behind him. There's only one guy to make that tackle. I think it was Kendall Smith or maybe Quan Martin. He does make the tackle, but that kind of got him in striking distance. And then they have that little out route at the 10-yard line. Nobody's on him. That's because Taz Nicholson got picked off. Just got picked off. And just it looked like Tariq Barnes' guy. It wasn't Barnes' guy. And so they were playing man coverage. They got wore out, though.
Yeah.
They got totally wore out. They looked tired. They did blitz, and they got caught in some bad blitzes. Bazelak just blew us up. Was it Bazelak, right?
Bazelak,
Bazelak just blew us up. And so I don't think it was all prevent. Initially, the first one or two plays, yes. They had some pressures in there, and then I just think Indiana got confidence. And it felt like they were playing faster. It felt like we were playing slower, and we could not get a sack to save our lives. Guys, with no timeouts, a defense says this. 2 minutes left. They got to go the length of it. A sack ends the game, basically.
Yes, exactly.
A sack ended the game for us when Bo Robbins came off the edge on Isaiah Adams and sat. Basically, ended the game, right?
Yep.
Because a sack will end the game. It gets them off schedule, and we could not get a sack. I love Johnny Newton. I love the D-line. They didn't have the juice to get there.
No.
Right? The guy was standing there, and our DBs are out on an island. You can't guard anybody for 3.5 seconds. I don't care if you're Deion.
I agree.
You got to get to him.
And I think that's going to be a problem. And we talked about it last week, and obviously we didn't worry too much about it with Wyoming because they thought, hey, you know what? They probably weren't showing everything. Maybe they didn't need to bring the kind of pressure against Wyoming. But you had one sack Friday night. That was Newton. You had one sack. Now, Indiana had three. The other thing about wearing down, which is troublesome for me, is that Illinois had, 36 minutes and 33 seconds time of possession to 23-27 for Indiana. So you had the ball 13 more minutes than Indiana.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong, but if the defense is wearing down, then that's a problem somewhere else.
And we're subbing a lot. Here's the deal. It looked like they were great the whole game. I'm saying on that specific drive.
I see what you're saying.
They look gassed.
Yeah.
They do. They weren't playing with energy. I'm not saying that it was the whole game taking its toll, but something was definitely different. I don't necessarily think it was play calling, right? But I've been waiting for years. The last two Big Ten games I've seen from Illinois, Northwestern last year and Indiana this year, we've dominated the line of scrimmage.
Isn't that crazy?
And we haven't done that for years. Guys, we're getting better at line of scrimmage play.
That's huge.
Like we got some guys, right? Now, four turnovers, stupid penalties in the red zone.
Yep.
Our kryptonite is between the 30 and 40. Get me out of there, right? It was also on the goal line, too. I mean, we were, first and five from the 5-yard line?
Mm-hmm.
First and goal from the 6, maybe? And I love Chase. The guy gets – it always seems like when we need him most, he's nicked up. He needs a blow. I know he had 36 carries, right? And I heard that was Bielema's call, right? And we saw, though – how much is Chase Brown? Now, I'm really rambling today, but how much is Chase Brown making up for what I think has been an average O-line right now? Because if somebody else gets in the ball in the game, they can't run
for
anything.
They don't do much. You're right.
So right now, I think the O-line is average. I know we've talked about, hey, I think Isaiah Adams and did a good job moving over Julian Pearl, pride of Danville, Viking tough, right? Had a freak injury, I guess, on Thursday.
I know.
Right? Which is like a walk-through tempo. Such an Illinois thing, right? Our best tackle... one of our best tackles gets hurt. I feel horrible for him.
I do too.
Right? And he can't go. So Isaiah Adams goes, fills in admirably, but I don't think that we've reached our peak offensive line. At least I hope not, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Chase makes a lot of guys miss. 23 missed tackles by Indiana on the back end. Mm. Tom Allen's press conference was, wow, we did not tackle well. Number two, special. Number one, Isaiah Williams, special. When he catches the football, special. And they made those guys miss a lot. And I think those guys are one or two dynamic guys we have that maybe make up a lot of errors in our blocking.
And that's fair. And how good is Chase Brown? I mean, my goodness.
I think he's all Big Ten. He could possibly be just as good as Mendenhall or just as good as Mikel LeShore.
It is amazing. And he has the power to win. Like you mentioned the missed tackles on Indiana. There were some that they were coming unabated. They had just a free shot at him, and he just said, get out of the way.
He has a unique ability to, like, juke but not slow down.
Exactly.
Which is really...
You said that last week, and you're
really
right.
Which is really strange. You see him, and you're like, wow.
How does right? he do that?
Now, sometimes they caught us in some pressures, that goal line play. They caught us in a pressure that was... And our front just did not block up front well. Sometimes they caught us and got some tackles for loss. But I tell you what, Chase Brown was a workhorse in that
game. Was. He really was.
And didn't have his backup McCray there. And we felt that a little bit. And I actually really like Tommy DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's it. He picked up three or four first downs with his legs. Okay.
I agree.
He made some clutch throws, one to Hank Beatty, one to Isaiah. I know he overshot Isaiah, but Isaiah kind of mistimed his jump a little bit, right? And so I think DeVito, he could have played great if everybody caught his passes.
Right.
If he has that Hightower pass that actually calls the completion, I mean, best quarterback play we've seen in years.
Yeah. And you know, do you understand that DeVito averaged 6.4 yards a pass, and Bazelak averaged 6.3. Bazelak threw it 52 times. So he outgained DeVito in terms of yards, but it's because he threw it 52 and DeVito threw like 32.
Right.
So, I mean, DeVito had a good game. I think he had a great – and unfortunately, that late interception is a killer.
Right. It's a killer. You can't afford to have it at that time. And I would just say this, though. How many big drops did he have? I can count three or four big drops that he had. Where I'm like, man, catch the football. If we catch the football, guys,
struggle.
Why do I have so much confidence that the other guys are going to catch it and our guys are not going to catch it? Is that just being an Illinois fan?
Well, I think, what was it, 19? No, not 19. What year was it when Illinois had like six drops a game or something?
Oh, yeah, that was, I remember this.
It was like three more than the average in America, per average, per game.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Jay, I know a big fear going into the season was beyond Chase and beyond Isaiah, how many other weapons could you actually trust on that offense? Now, Hightower looked the part. Like, him going up and high-pointing that ball looked, oh, he's athletic. It makes sense that he came from Florida.
Sure.
Beyond him.
It makes sense that he came from Florida.
Or, I should say Miami. He was coming from Miami.
Miami. Well, the state of Florida, because they're
all athletic.
They tend to have more athletes than the state of Illinois.
Yep.
Research shows, that is actually the case. What do you look in two games in? Because outside of that, there aren't huge numbers for Pat Bryan. You mentioned the drops as well. And then let's also mention one of the bugaboos right now is Luke Ford just not living up to who we thought he'd be.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Luke Ford, from what I can tell, has been beaten up by Tip Ryman.
Yeah.
Ryman struggles a little bit in the passing game as far as, is the ball coming to me or not, right? But I think he's a good blocker. I think Luke Ford, some people blamed him a little bit for that maybe no block on the Chase Brown. He can't really move. So, I mean, it was really
– right.
He was set. It's not like he's in motion. I think the guy just made a good play. So, I don't – now, he could have held on to the football. DeVito threw it behind him, kind of protect him a little bit. The guy put his – so, there's all kinds of things we can justify. I really like Hank Beatty as a guy. I know they say he's been battling a little bit of injury, but made a big third down catch on a third down like slant route.
Yep.
Now, the problem with Beatty is he can't block probably like Pat Bryant or Hightower. He didn't have the body for it, right? He does a lot of things that Isaiah Williams does, but Isaiah's going to be in there a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how do we get him in there more? I know Sean Miller's a guy they've been high on but hasn't really been healthy since spring. He's been banged up,
He's out now.
Is he out?
Yeah, I mean, he's out for the year. He's going to have surgery.
Okay, so there we go. Now, that's a bummer, right? Because he was one of our highly touted recruits. And so it's like, man, offensively, we're still trying to find those weapons, but we do have an identity. That's we're going to run the football.
Yeah, oh, no, there's no doubt. Okay, and so the identity that you see Iowa and Wisconsin and even Bielma when he was at Wisconsin was running the football and utilizing the tight end. But to Derek's point, the tight ends in that game had three catches for 20 yards.
Right.
And we bragged about Tip Ryman and we looked at what he looks like. Don't get me wrong. I think what we don't see is, as the, here we go again, the layman, not the J. is the blocking, right? We don't see that. And you do. I know you watch that stuff. And there's probably times where Chase Brown is off to a 13-yard run because of Luke Ford or Tip Ryman. But a lot of times we sit there and I think to myself, can these guys not each have like two or three catches each?
Right.
And is that more of them? Is that more of Lonnie Jr. And then last year, Peterson? Is that more of Peterson as the quarterback and DeVito now? I mean, it should just be, it just seems like the tight end room in Wisconsin and Iowa, which is who we long to be, those guys always have at least seven catches, one of them. And we combine for three.
Right. We got to get better at the tight end position. I will say that.
And I don't know if should I freak out about it or.
I mean, Iowa has a tremendous tradition of tight ends.
They do.
Number one,
they do.
Wisconsin has had some good tight ends as well. They're ahead of us.
Yeah,
they're right. They're way ahead of us, guys.
But I feel like right now with Ryman and Ford, you have the talent.
You have two guys. We had guys with Daniel Barker. But he didn't catch that. He didn't catch that much last
year.
Good
point.
Right.
Great point.
He didn't catch that much last year. Nope. So I think the tight ends are the most underutilized receiver, usually on a team.
Yes.
I mean, usually they're forgotten. They're always called the big tight end by an announcer, you know, but they're forgotten. And so I think they can be better? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I think they're probably most, you know, 50% of our plays are going to Chase or Isaiah.
No, there's no doubt.
So if I'm a defender, hello, number one, number two, I got to be on them, right? Number, like I said, 0, 1, 2, 3, McCray, Williams, Chase Brown, DeVito.
That's it.
You focus on that, you'll win, right? But they're tough guys to stop.
We got a lot more to do, but you've got to tell us about the great sponsors that make this. I'm going to give you a little football news under this, or not news, but a little bed of music, a little NFL.
I mean, this just puts
that's
you
coming up.
This just puts you in a Sunday afternoon vibe, doesn't it?
Are we two days away, Pipes?
And then,
we are.
And then you realize the Bears got to play the Niners. You're like, oh, man, shoot. I don't know who the Cardinals have, but who cares? Because we're talking about
We only have the Chiefs.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. What you need an appliance, go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Yes.
Home with a free 10-year protection plan and the $45 service called Dick Van Dyke. Listen, I get all my appliances there. I tell all my real estate clients, get your appliance there. Also, what about Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath?
Mm.
They do more than just countertops. They have these granite yard signs. I'm getting one like Lehman Family Established 2008.
Those are awesome.
You can even get, you know, maybe some symbols, some honored symbols that maybe be banned by the university. Maybe
that's cool.
I don't know if it's on there or not, but we'll see. You get whatever you want on there. You know, you can get all kinds of different things. Long Branch Steakhouse, my friends.
Oh.
Listen, I know I always say I love the fried pickles, but the fried mushrooms are on point. But the steaks, the ribeyes, come on. Stay healthy, too, guys. The Joint Chiropractic in Champaign, 2003 South Neal. Man, $79 a month. Get four adjustments. Come on. You can't beat that. And everybody needs insurance. Just ask Lon, but don't buy from him. Go to Insurance Providers Group at Kyle Lewis, my man. Habitational. He does home, auto, health. He even does some workman's comp stuff. Let's go.
Let's go. That's big. Kyle's getting it done.
Come on. Oh, we got a new sponsor as well. They just came on as our title sponsor, and that's my preferred lender, which is Iroquois Federal.
Iroquois Federal,
they're a local lender. If you want a loan for a rental property or for a home, you've got to check out Iroquois Federal. I use them for all my clients. Just talked to them today about a loan. They are a great local lending partner if you're looking to buy or refinance.
I tell you what's funny. Speaking of insurance, I feel like I write a certificate of insurance with Iroquois Federal almost every week.
All day.
And it takes me an hour to figure out how to spell Iroquois
all the time, right? Iroquois Federal.
I'm like, how many O-U-Q-I words are out there?
They got a lot of rental properties
out
there.
They do.
They've got a lot of properties out there. They've really made a nice little dent in the market share.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to be back. I wrote down some numbers, some stats. That's always scary when I prepare. And I did bring it. Usually I leave it at the office, so look at me. I'm like ways ahead of what I normally am.
I love the prep, man. I love your exercise routine. I love
your
prep.
Yeah, ran a mile today.
Let's go.
All right. Things are looking up.
I'm bullish on the Illini.
I know you are, and I want to keep asking you about
that. I know you're not
that.
Quite there.
Not,
it's
no.
Just tough.
Well, I'll tell you why when I come back. It is The Drive. Attention sports fans. fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. The industry's biggest sign-up bonus, by the way, of 200%. BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They have hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and the live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives you better bonuses than BETUS. Join now, mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. Don't forget to mention promo code 93.5. That's BETUS, where the game begins.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody, your favorite guard.
You know, Luke, you're the go-to guy when we need that corner three.
And I know Good Vibes is the go-to place when you want a great TV.
That's right, Luke. Our mission is to make your shows and games look and sound live.
Sounds simple, but you have to really put in the work to be good at anything.
You got that right. I can tell by your defense, hundreds of hours of serious practice are behind it.
I guess in 50 years, Good Vibes has a few hundred hours getting good at-home entertainment as well.
Lots of practice, a talented team, and the best equipment, like LG OLED TVs.
Same here. My teammates, the gym, and the coaches all make me and my game better.
But you have to want to be the best. That comes from inside and can't be taught. I think you, me, and LG have that in common. I can't wait to watch you on the court this fall.
The pageantry. The atmosphere. The tradition. The emotion.
The Illini celebrate a win.
Experience all the thrills of Illinois football on Saturday, September 10th, as your Illini take on ACC opponent Virginia at Memorial Stadium. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1. Hail to the Orange.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Like most banks, we offer an app that lets you do pretty much everything you need from your pocket. But at Iroquois Federal, we believe great banking is less about the app you tap and more about what you tap into. And for us, that's a hometown bank where decisions are made locally by the same folks you'll bump into on the bleachers at the next big game, providing the hometown touch that's made us part of the community for nearly 140 years. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
If you need insurance, you gotta go to Insurance Providers Group. They can help you like they've helped me. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. Insurance Providers Group can get you a quote on all aspects of personal, business, agricultural, life, and health insurance, and employee benefits. They represent many insurance companies that allow them to provide you with the most competitive rates and the best coverage. Call Kyle Lewis at 217-352-7080 or email Kyle at ipgins.com or go to the website for a quote at ipgins.com. IlliniINS.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN Radio 93.5 Latte, Derek Piper, Jay Layman. Is the Jay Layman hour, and as always, it goes by so quickly, I believe is the correct grammar. Hey, I did write down some stats, but I want to tell you first about Game Day Spirit. They are the sponsor of this segment. Game Day Spirit, two locations, Neal Street and also Green Street. I know, Jay, you've been to Game Day Spirit. Hundreds. I didn't even have you on your mic. Sorry about that.
I love me some game day.
There, I mean, anything you want.
Dude,
and you know, with the family now, with kids and stuff, it's easy to go in, and it's a one-stop shop. Anything you need.
Dude, we're not talking just Christmas. And you got a Illini game coming up, you need to have orange.
Yes.
You need, and the wife wants to wear a new shirt when she goes.
Right.
You got to go get you a new shirt, you know?
See,
there you go.
We take pride, as guys, we take pride in having the same like pullover or shirt for like 10 years.
They want something new.
New.
I got a hat that's like 20 years old. And
you
like,
love
throw
it.
That away. I'm like, never.
It's like,
broken
no.
In.
Do you know why the first time I wore this, blah, 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 and you're ripping off stats. And
right.
She's like, really? Why do you even?
No connection.
Why do you know?
They want something new. And Game Day Spirit has
yes,
all that stuff.
They really do.
Hats, clothes, hoodies.
And they got Tim Sinclair now doing a little voice work for him. So that's always...
Tim's got some pipes.
Top of the line, man.
Yeah.
Top of the line.
For
I love
real.
It. All right, I want to tell you a stat. And this is where I'm going to... You asked me, you said you're bullish on Illinois, and I'm glad. And I understand why, but I also am hesitant, and I'll tell you why. There's the first stat I'm going to tell you about is why I believe in Brett Bielema and Ryan Walters and what's going on at Illinois. But then the next one is the one that I shake my head about, and I don't know when it's going to end. And then I'll let you guys try to help that for me. So in 2021... I mean, we know that was just a you-know-what show, but Illinois gave up, in 2020, that's my fault, in 20, the COVID year, Illinois gave up 139 points, they lost games by 139 total points.
Wow.
That was 23.2 a game. That was the average loss for Illinois.
Wow.
Now, last year, when Ryan Walters and Brett Bielema came in and did some work, Illinois lost seven games by an average of 11.7 points a game. So already... You see the big step in improvement with that. And, of course, the typical game that happened was what happened Friday night where Illinois loses by three. Here's the thing that shocks me, Pipes. Now, I'm excited about understanding that there is improvement on campus. I don't think there's any doubt coaching-wise there's improvement and they're getting the talent. In 2022, Illinois loses in their second game to Indiana by three. In 21, Illinois loses in their second game to UTSA by seven. They then go on to lose four straight. In 20, Illinois lost their second game to Purdue by seven. They won two that year. In 19, the year they went to a bowl game, they lost their third and fourth game to Eastern Michigan and Nebraska. In 2018, they lost their third game to South Florida by six. And by the way, the Eastern Michigan was three, Nebraska was four. That was how they lost by. And then going back to 17, Illinois lost their third game to South Florida. We can't freaking win three games in a row to start a season. Why? And it's not like we got Alabama on the schedule. I mean, we're talking
He's
losses.
Hot.
South Florida, Eastern Michigan, UTSA. Those are teams that have beaten you. And here's the problem, Jay, is that you need momentum for your fan base. Right? I am the perfect example of that. If you give me a reason, I'm going to be there every home game.
By Caleb Griffin's dad.
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's what you're going to be doing.
Well, but sometimes after a few games, I'm not by Caleb Griffin's dad because I didn't even go in.
You just tailgate.
I just tailgate. But I don't want to be that guy. I want to go tailgate and have the reason to go into that game. And for the most part, I usually do go into 80% of the games. I don't usually just sit out and tailgate all game the entire time. But it's just one of those where it's like every year I get fired up, you know me, and then every year either the second or third game Illinois loses to a team on most of the time they shouldn't, and you're just frustrated. And then I know there's plenty of games left,
But you just sit there and you go, okay, well, here we are.
It's hard being an Illinois fan.
It really is.
It's a painstaking labor of love sometimes. And you know what? Everything that you said is 100% true. And I'm as frustrated as you are.
I know.
But now let me give you perspective from the kids in this coaching staff. They weren't there for half of those games.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
This coaching staff hasn't been here, right? They're trying to change a freight train of a culture.
Yep.
And as Brett said, it's the second game of the second year. I don't like it. We don't accept it.
Yep.
Indiana's 2-10 last year. They're supposed to be the bottom of the Big Ten East. We shoulda, woulda, coulda, if we did this or that and didn't have that. I despise it. I was up for an hour and a half just like, I can't go to bed yet. All my kids are going to bed. Some of them give up earlier than me. You know,
I know.
I'm up. I'm watching everything. But I will say this. From the kids' perspective and the new recruits that are coming, they don't know that. But that is our lens that we look through.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And so I'm saying these guys have 4 or 5, if you're COVID, 6, if you're Alex Polcheski, 7 years on campus, right, to get it done. And so they got a very short window. And so I do think there is a sense of urgency to turn this thing around. And I'm still bullish on 7 wins.
That's awesome.
I am. That's awesome. I'm not there yet.
That would be incredible.
But I really believe this team, I think Tommy DeVito is a huge upgrade at quarterback. I think defensively, we're better. Okay. I don't know offensive line-wise if we're better, right? I don't think special teams were better because we lost our 2 specialists, right? But I think overall, we're better. Guys, we lost the game we're not supposed to lose.
I know.
We'll win a game or two we're not supposed to win. But I'm telling you right now, as frustrating as it is, when you can dominate the line of scrimmage, you will be in football games.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
We're going to be in games. How many games do we have, not just those close ones, that were never competitive after the second quarter? Midway through the second quarter 2 or 3 years ago against Iowa, it was like 35-0. It was just painful.
Yes.
We're competitive.
That's fair. That is fair.
Jay, to win 7 games is this Saturday against Virginia at home a must-win?
I mean, some of them are going to have to be must-wins pretty soon, right?
We're going to run out.
You only got 12 or maybe 13 if you get a bowl game, or maybe 14 if you make it to Indy. That might be a pipe dream at this point with a loss to Indiana. But anything can happen. In the East Division, I mean, in the West Division, a lot of times guys win with 2 or 3 losses in the Big Ten, right?
Yep.
They just all kind of evenly match. Iowa didn't look like a barn burner. Nebraska's got their issues. Northwestern, did we not spank them by 35 last year, right? Purdue we could have beat. You know, I don't think it's all that out of reach, guys.
That's fair.
We're not that far away. I really don't. And usually I'll go off, right? I was furious after Virginia last year. But I really believe, I might change my tune in 6 days on Monday. But I'm telling you right now, I really believe that this team is better. And I'm bullish on them. I'm usually like Lon.
I know you are. I like this. Before you ask your next question, I thought Brett Bielema had a great bite. It wasn't about what we're talking about right now, but it could be. And it's basically about, you know, not getting the calls against Indiana, not, you know, basically three things went against you where they ruled Chase that it was a backward pass, so that's a fumble. Then they rule Luke Ford had caught it long enough to be a fumble, which I thought was correct. And then, of course, the Indiana kid, they rule. I can't remember the play that happened there. And then, of course, they take the touchdown away from Illinois when it looked like he did everything possible. So Brett Bielema had this to say. I thought this was a pretty cool bite. It's not very long.
Part of the reason I tell our coaches and our players, right, like here at Illinois, we haven't done a lot of great things, right, in the last 15, 20 years. There's been moments of flash and positivity, but it's kind of us against everyone, right? When you're in a position that we are at right now, we have to not only beat our opponent, we have to beat everybody else that we face, right? So I'm not saying we have to beat the refs or beat an opponent coach staff, but we have to perform at a level that's above the expectation for us to get the respect that we want to get. So we don't only have a chip on our left shoulder, we probably got one on our right shoulder.
That's Brett Bielema. I like that bite. And I think that shows you, I mean, that he understood what he took over here. And I'm hoping that he still sees that he is getting this changed. And I think he's got the staff and himself to do it.
He believes this place can be a place that it's never been before.
Yep.
Which is a consistent winner. We haven't been a consistent winner since Pete Elliott.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We haven't been consistent. And to call a spade, which is like, hey, for 15 or 20 years, hey, Mary, there's been one Big Ten championship in 2021, went to the 2001, There's been the Rose Bowl in 2007, but that's really about it, right? That's about it. And so he's trying to build this the right way. I don't remember a guy that's brought in two better corners. I like Barry Lunney. I really think he's going to be the guy. I think we've had good balance on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Give him some time. He doesn't have a ton of weapons. I really liked Walters, Ryan Walters.
Yes.
I think he's brought a higher level of coaches here than Lovie Smith brought. He's been recruiting the player that he's want. But I know you look at Brad Under, what he's done in 3 or 4 years, it's basketball. Football is always a little trickier as far as the turnaround goes.
Jay, offensively, when you talk about that drive where you're first in goal at the 5 or 6 or whatever it was, the unwillingness to, I know I'm getting a little bit more micro, but it's part of winning football games, is being able to capitalize in the fourth quarter, go up by 8, and be able to hold on to a victory. Last year, Brett Bielema was criticized for being too conservative and punting on fourth and short. This year, he goes for it. What do you think needs to change in that kind of a circumstance? Obviously, they were too predictable.
Right, and let's just go back to earlier in the game. He wasn't predictable with the halfback pass. They kind of almost blew it up, but Chase makes a great throw to Pat Bryant and doesn't execute it.
I actually like that call.
I did, too. I
love that call, right?
I did, too.
It looked like the same play, but it wasn't the same play. He pulled up to throw the football. I thought, man, it was great. He set it up with a sweep into the boundary, and it looked like a sweeping boundary.
That was one or two plays after they negated the touchdown.
Right.
You talk about
going right back after, right? So they were aggressive in that area. You also talk about, at other times, he was aggressive taking a shot downfield in a high red zone to Isaiah, we got picked, right? So there's some aggression there. Now, that was after that red zone, that goal line kind of stand. And a couple things. One, we didn't have Chase Brown in the game, okay?
Yeah.
Totally different team without Chase Brown. So we're trying to run the football. It just doesn't seem to work. Two, they were really stacking the box. I wish we would have done a little run-pass option for DeVito. Like, get him
good
on
call.
The edge, have him throw it up to somebody. I wish they would have done more. In hindsight, I think they wish they would have done it more. I would say this. We did not block well. Even if the plays would have worked, you look at what the line did, they had some complete mental errors. As my old D-line coach used to say, you know what that is? That's an M-A, mental error. I was like, no, that's not correct, right? But there were some mental errors. Some of y'all got
Let him go. He's on a roll.
Some of y'all got that, right? So we just kind of let the D-line coach go and say that. You know, he remained unnamed. M.A.
Was it
mental error.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
So, there you go. So, I mean, but I would say this. You look at what the front line did. The plays weren't executed.
Yeah.
Whether they were good plays or not, they probably could have thrown a pass in there. He was risky at other times. I don't think they were executed well up front.
Jeremy and I, years ago, Derek Piper, used to say that we had to make the call on Twitter before we could second-guess something. But I made the call when we deferred the ball or took the ball instead of deferring to the second half. I'll never understand why a coach does that. And then when it was 4th and 1, I'm like, do not go for this. Do not go for this. And I think what happens there, Jay, is that, back to my point, there's that lurking feeling of something's going to go wrong. Just take the points.
See, but you feel that, and I will say the players feel that 10x of what you feel. That's the problem. And they manifest that throughout the game as we can't put it away. The game should have been put away here. They get a pick by Kendall Smith. They score a touchdown with Hightower. They get a stop. Go put it on the gas and get it done. Make it an 8-point game and put it out of reach.
Yep.
They don't know how to finish games yet. They know how to give away games, right? And I'll tell you what you feel and every Illinois fan feels is what they feel, because that's what they've done the last year or two, right? They're like, man, we got to get there. And they, like Brett said, before we start winning games, we got to learn how not to lose them.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. So I will tell you this. I don't mind taking the ball. I don't mind taking the ball from the snap, from, you know, not deferring, saying, I want the ball, I want to ram it down your throat. And I didn't do that.
Right.
But, you know, I was taking the ball for years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take the ball, and we're going to run the football.
Interesting.
And we're going to score 3 points and 2 safeties. So it didn't work out that well against South Dakota, but, you know, it's worked at other times.
I do laugh, though. It's not like you're playing LSU at night. You know, you're at Indiana. I don't think the crowd was that crazy that you got to take the ball.
Well, 44,000 an ounce at the fake Memorial Stadium.
At the fake Memorial.
Jay, how does that confidence manifest in a locker room? We're not going to kid ourselves. You guys were a lot more talented your Rose Bowl year than this team currently. Sure. But the year before that, before you went to the Rose Bowl, you guys lost quite a few football games and had to learn how to win.
Sure.
At what point, when you reflect on that, did you know? Because even in Week 1 against Missouri, you lost a tough one. You could have won, it was close, and ultimately lost. How did that switch not flip for you? Like, oh, same old thing. Sure. We're going to keep losing. And how does that change? Good and how question. Could it maybe change here for Illinois?
Great question. We were up on Iowa early in 2006 and had five fumbles. Lost it. We were up against Wisconsin in 2006, 21-3 against Brett Bielema's team and missed a fourth down. Juice overshot E.B. Halsey on this fourth and one. Oh. Would have been a touchdown. Easy, right? We were up on Penn State at halftime, right? At Penn State. So we were getting closer, closer. Then you get to Missouri. I had no idea this guy named Chase Daniel was that good.
Yeah.
Number one. And Jeremy Maclin was amazing. So had a bunch of dudes on that team I wasn't quite ready for. But, you know, we were close in that game. Actually, other losses, we were close in those games as well. But I think what the difference was this is we became, well, number one, you become fed up. But number two, you find something you can rely on. And for us, that was Juice and Rashard can run the option and get 3 or 4 yards no matter what.
Every time.
And they might break it.
Yep.
Might break one. Defensively, listen, we know that Vontae can guard one guy one-on-one. We can play zone on everything else, and we can stop the run. That's what we're going to hang our hat on, right?
Yep.
So that's what we got. And you know, you hang your hat on a couple things like when everything hits the fan, we can do this. Let's go back to that. I'm not sure we have someone we can hang our hat on. Chase is close.
Yes.
Right? He's close. Stopping the run is close, right? But we got to put a little, a couple more pieces together, right? And I think once we get those things that you're like, we can always rely on this. Like you watch Ohio State. They start to struggle. Oh, my gosh. They're not going to beat Notre Dame. They don't have the receivers out there. What do? They just start dinking and dunking the receivers. They have something they can always go back to,
yep.
Right? Whether it's Wisconsin, those great teams. They can always run the football. It's the defense for Iowa. They're always going to create some points, right?
Yep.
And they do.
They do.
And so it's like you get something you can rely on that when it all hits the fan – it's all, you know, you got something that's there for you. Speaking of hitting the fan, don't let your appliances hit the fan with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, guys. We don't want them to go out at the worst possible time.
No.
You know, when you're going to have people over for the Illinois game and your dishwasher goes out, right? That would be bad. Or your stove goes out or your oven. You got to have a protection plan that pays for that stuff and the $45 service call. Also, Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath, make sure that kitchen is lit, okay?
Sweet.
On the countertop for all the parties, the Joint Chiropractic, Iroquois Federal. Guys, Lon writes a lot of certificates of insurance for Iroquois Federal. We just found that out. But they're my personal lender of choice, a local lender, the Joint Chiropractic to stay healthy. Keep your neck long and loose and your back nice and loose. Long Branch Steakhouse for the best steaks around. And, of course, Insurance Providers Group, call Kyle Lewis. Kyle Lewis is my insurance agent. Great guy.
Great stuff, Jay Lehman. We're back to wrap it up. The Jay Lehman Hour next. It is The Drive.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like fall in the Prairie Gardens greenhouses. The first mums are blooming now. They're loaded with beautiful fall color and now on sale. Find them in the PG greenhouses along with more fall garden favorites. Ornamental peppers, asters, rudbeckia, and more. With PG plant experts always on hand to answer your garden questions. At Prairie Gardens, locally owned plant experts. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen to this. Gail Frerichs Trucking is looking for regional drivers who can also help with the harvest. Help with the harvest, drive in the Midwest, and always be home on weekends. Gail Frerichs Trucking is hiring a regional driver who can help with the harvest and offers great pay and great benefits. Work for a local company who values your time and your family. Gail Frerichs Trucking wants to talk to you. Just email Dixie at gftlog.com. That's Dixie at gftlog.com. ctlog.com.
Hey, this is Ben Grice from the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. And grilling season, it's here. Are you ready? If you're a seasoned barbecue pro or a total amateur, take your meal to the next level. We've got our sauces bottled and ready to go. We've got Rub, the best spices to take your barbecue to the next level. Or if you've got a big crowd, we even have extra meat. Dine in or take it home. It's super quick. You can order our sauces and our rub online at humblehogbbq.com.
All right, Derek Piper, the NFL begins in 2 days.
Who are you telling?
Oh, D Pipes loves the NFL and he loves betting on the NFL, and we've got the perfect spot to go do that. BetUS.com. Use promo code 935, and they will set you up with some extra cash for this NFL season to get ready. Not only that, for college football as well. Illinois is a favorite going into the Virginia game, which we're going to talk to Jay Lehman about here in a moment. But you want to join BetUS.com. They've been around since 1994. Call 1-800-79-BET-US. 800-79-BET-US. Or go to BetUS.com, and again, use promo code 935. Illinois was a three-point dog going Indiana, they and were. Lost by three. These guys know what they're talking about.
Somehow. Or they know the refs will overturn a sure touchdown to make sure they don't win.
I've always said, how come these guys in Vegas don't run our country?
Well, they got the numbers down pat.
They're the most accurate people I've ever seen in my life. They're over under on a Navy, like, I don't know, throw a team out. Navy and Colorado game is 52, and the end will be 53. That'll be the over. And I'm just like, how the hell do you do that?
They got it down.
It's incredible. All right, Virginia's coming up. I had told you guys at the break, I think I would have been more, I don't know how to, not as upset if Illinois would have beaten Indiana and then lost to Virginia. And I think Pipe said it right, is because, you know, we knew what Virginia did to us last year. So in a way, it would be an upset if Illinois beats Virginia. So maybe in my mind, I'd take the loss a little bit easier than I would have against Indiana. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you got to turn it around now and you got to get Virginia. So how tough is it right now in that locker room and this week of practice?
Yeah.
How tough is it for these guys to, I mean, it's, I can't get rid of this feeling. How do they?
Right. You can't let Indiana beat you twice or three times or That's whatever,
fair.
Right?
That's fair.
So I would just say this. It's hard. But part of the coach's job is helping them move on from a loss,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they've got to do that. They've got to, and I think you look at Virginia. I think one of the reasons that we're favored is they gave up 175 rushing yards to Richmond. Mm. Okay?
Wow.
So Chase Brown could have a big day.
Let's go. Okay?
So that could be good. Tony Elliott was a great offensive mind at Clemson for years. I think they're going to score some points.
Good.
Right? They got receivers on the edge. Brendan Armstrong's back. He's a kind of a southpaw quarterback, which is a little bit different. The ball kind of comes out a little bit different. Your blind side's different. And so I think it's going to challenge us in the passing game. They're going to get some big explosive plays. I think we'll be able to dominate as far as the run game goes. So I think it's going to be interesting. I want to see how Illinois bounces back. I think this is
– I do too.
We're still trying to figure out who this Illinois team is. And I think beating an ACC team that's Power 5 could be a lot for their confidence.
Okay.
If Ryan Walters threw on the tape of Brendan Armstrong throwing for 405 yards and 5 touchdowns, would that help you move on?
I would think so,
we
right?
We didn't have anybody within 5 yards of their receiver.
I mean, no. I was watching that game. So I was in Lincoln, Nebraska. I got COVID the day before I was supposed to call the Nebraska game. So I'm locked in this hotel room watching on ACC Network, which I paid for like a week and then canceled. Just to get the game, and I watch it, and boy, I was just, it was just,
oh.
You talk about being like, here we go again.
Yes.
I thought it was lit after that day.
Yes.
I was horrible.
We saw Wyoming's quarterback, who didn't do much right, but a couple of runs against Illinois, sure. Escaped the pocket. Brendan Armstrong ran for 100 yards last week against Richmond.
Mm.
How much is that going to be part of containing him and making sure that you're going to win the game?
Well, we haven't been strong at contain on or their outside backers. I think that's going to be a point of emphasis. Obviously, we gave up a ton. Most of the explosive runs with Wyoming were quarterback runs.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a big thing. We got to get more production of our outside linebackers / defensive ends, and we got to get more production out of our linebackers. I think Tariq Barnes is a good football player. I think D'Arcangelo does a lot of different things as well. But I want to see them. We were kind of spoiled because Jake Hansen made a lot of plays over the last 4 or 5 years. Jake Hansen's on the Houston Texans.
Yeah, no doubt.
So he made the team. So
that's awesome.
We had some players there, and I think – right now, our playmakers are our two D tackles and our DBs. I want to see the linebackers make some more plays. And they're going to be critical stopping quarterback run.
I don't mean to bring this up because I know you had a cup of coffee in the NFL. Sure. What was that like? Like this, I mean.
You can bring that up, bro. Don't worry.
Had you been cut by this time? Like, did you ever make a 53-man?
So, good question. So, I got cut 7 times by 5 teams, okay, meaning that I was on 2 teams twice.
Okay.
So, I started in Minnesota. Then I went to Carolina Panthers. I got cut, but then I got picked up right away in the practice squad of Philadelphia.
Got it.
Then I got cut on Philadelphia. Went to San Diego, then went back to Minnesota, and they put me on a 53-man roster.
Sweet.
And we went to the NFC Championship game, Bounty Gate game. Okay.
Oh. So then, you were on that roster
I was on that roster for the last 6 games of the season.
Okay.
And then I got hurt the next year. They cut me. I had to go play for this league called the UFL to get some tape.
Mm.
Went back to San Diego on practice squad, and then finished up on practice squad out in Oakland.
Oakland.
Yeah. That was my last
time. Wow.
So lots of cups of coffees. But, man, to make it on the field is so difficult.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I just can't. Do you get to keep a helmet or a jersey from every spot?
I think I was just – perspective-wise, I wish I would have kept more jerseys and helmets. I have a couple jerseys and stuff because my kids would really like it.
Oh, my god.
But you're just so sour. Like, I'm better than this.
Whatever, Eagles.
Yeah.
You imagine your man
cave. What does Andy Reid know that I don't know?
Right.
Who is Andy Reid?
Who does he think he is? All right, give us your great sponsors,
Mike. Yeah, buddy, Dick Van Dyke. Appliance World, you know that's your one-stop shop for all appliances. Insurance provider groups. Kyle Lewis, email kyle@ipgins.com. That's kyle@ipgins.com. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. Long Branch Steakhouse. The Joint Chiropractic. And, of course, our title sponsor, Iroquois Federal. Iroquois Federal has all your lending needs down pat. That's for your rental properties, for your owner-occupied properties, for your home. You want to refinance? Go ahead and talk to Iroquois Federal.
I was there for this. If it'll start. And it won't start. Hold on. I was there for this.
The 0-1 pitch.
Albert hits one a ton.
Yes!
Deep left. It is gone. 695.
Jay and Derek, my son was with me for that, and he wears number 5. He loves Albert Pujols, and I wanted to do this while Jay was still here for your kids as well. After that play, of course, I was a row in front of him because I just was looking for space, you know. I'm big now. I got to have space. And I kind of did my fist pump. I'm like, yes. I mean, as soon as he hit it, I'm like, that's gone. And I turned around, and Andrew Tay had a smile from ear to ear, and he was jumping up and down, like looking at just different things. Like he was just jumping up and down with sheer just celebration and joy. And it's something that I'll remember the rest of my life. Mm. Isn't that amazing what you guys are in for now as parents?
I'm looking forward to it. I always see that moment, man.
Oh, it was incredible.
And that's what sports do.
Yes.
It's the memories, right? So that's the Illinois thing. When I realize what it means so much to people is because it's the memories. That people say, hey, man, I was with my dad watching Ohio State. He's no longer here, but, man, I'll always remember watching Ohio State. And I think what we feel when we feel the pain of these losses is we don't have the chance to make the memories that we want.
It's a good call.
Right?
That's a great call. That is a great call.
Dude, you want to get knowledge dropped? I mean, some philosophical stuff? We're giving you all here. Let's go.
I had to do that because I knew you guys would appreciate it.
I do.
Jay Lehman, we'll see you. We'll talk to you, that is. Yep. Well, we'll see you, too, next Monday.
Yep, we'll be back on Mondays. Tuesday was just a Labor Day thing.
That's perfect, buddy. We'll talk to you then. That is the Jay Lehman and our Pipes will be here with me next hour, obviously. What am I saying? It's the drive.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage. Garage 217-367-3942.
Now is a perfect time to start fresh. If you want to see a brighter you in 2022, stop by your local Merle Norman Cosmetics Studio for a free express facial. This quick self-care service enhances your at-home skincare regimen and helps relieve stress. Treat yourself to some me time today. Express facials available at Merle Norman 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign over by Subway. Free express facials based on schedule availability. Local promotion may apply.
apply. Length of service can vary based on skin assessment and products used.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.